朋友，欢迎你来到活在耶稣里福音网站，收听为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是周同培牧师，请你打开圣经来领受教导，愿圣经真理帮助你在主耶稣里结出丰盛生命的好果子。
感谢主，今天早晨我们的心是充满了喜乐。
We praise the Lord this morning that our hearts filled with joy.
因为耶稣基督的爱在我们中间。
Because that we can feel God's love is among us.
我要和弟兄姊妹们读一处的圣经。
We'd like to read one portion of the scriptures.
是在约翰福音第三章。
It's in John 3.
我要读的是不是十六节，因为十六节是大家最熟悉的圣经。
We're not going to read verse 16 because everybody already know that.
我们要读十三十四节和十五节。
We will read verse 14 and 15.
或者我们多读一节吧，我们读十三节到十五节，好吧
？Or rather, we start from 13.
我们一起来读。
Verse 13. Let's read together.
除了从天降下人就在天的人子，没有人升过天。摩西的旷野怎样举蛇，人子也必照样被举起来，叫一切信他的都得永生。如果大家再来比较一下第十六节，就可以看见这两当中有相同的点，类似的点。
Now, if you compare this portion with verse 16, then you can see the similarities there.
十六节说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不是灭亡，反得永生。
Because in verse 16 it says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life.
第十五节说叫一切信他的都得永生。
And in verse 15 again it says that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life.
第十六节说反得永生，其实是一样的。
And again, it was showed up again, the verses, in verse 16, it says the very last part, it says have eternal life, everlasting life.
所以我们知道，我们所平常熟悉的三章十六节是一个结论。
So we know that this verse 16, which we all very familiar with, is a conclusion of this portion.
这个结论是什么呢？
What is
是说神的爱怎样被显明出来。
The conclusion tells us that how God's love was revealed to us.
叫我们看见说，人子也必照样被举起来，叫一切信他的都得永生。
Because it says that so does the Son of Man be lifted up, and so that all who believes will have everlasting life.
这句话是非常丰富的一句话。
It is a very, very rich statement.
因为它包含了很多很多旧约里面的历史。
Because it's included a very, very rich portion of the Old Testament story.
这也告诉我们一个人得到生命的原则是从信心来的。
It tells us also that the it's from faith that we should have life.
一个人怎么能够得到永生呢？
And how do we have this? How do we get this life?
是根据信心。
It depends on faith.
怎么样会有信心呢？
Now how do you have this faith?
是因为看见人子被举起来。
Because you have seen that the Son of Man be lifted up.
这件事情我们是懂的。
Now this we understand.
你知道当一个国家的总统元首要叫他的全民归心的时候。
You see, when a leader in a country like the president, when he wanted all people's hearts to really, focalize.
他就要发表各种演说。
And he shall give all kinds of, speeches.
我记得我们从前每年双十节的时候有阅兵典礼。
I remember in my school days that at the Double Tens Day we have this the parade.
可惜那时候我们年纪很小。
Unfortunately, at that time we were very young.
每次我们听到我们老总统说"举国精兵同胞们"，我们就走了。
And it seems that we just only hear the very beginning of that address. Then the young people are supposed to be dismissed.
你知道我们很喜欢看军队阅兵展览他的各样军器。
Yes, we really love to see that parade because it's a military parade and we can see all those new weapons and stuff.
看见坦克车开过去地都隆隆震动。
And we saw the tank just pass by the street and the whole earth just shook.
但是那些士兵们需要站在那里听训话。
And then all those soldiers have to stand in attention to listen to that address.
其实那是一个鼓舞士气的演讲。
And that speech was a really motivational speech.
那个总统站在高高的总统府外面阳台上面。
And the president was standing in a very, very high platform outside of the office.
叫人人都可以看见他。
And everybody.And everybody can see him.
当一个人被高举的时候，就吸引所有人来注意。
So you see, when that someone was lifted up, and that will attract all the attention.
所以，亲爱的朋友们、弟兄姊妹们，怎么样会叫我们有信心
？So, dear brothers and sisters, now how could we get this faith?
就是看见耶稣基督被高举的时候，我们就有了信心。
Is that when we see Jesus Christ be lifted up, then we lift Jesus up?
他能够被举得多高，我们的信心就有多大。
How high he was being raised up, that will decide how much faith we will have.
所以这里说叫一切信他的都得永生。
So that all who believes in him will all have everlasting life.
但这里有一件事情是跟我们平常人被高举的观念不同的。
But there's one thing here that is very different from our usual when we lift up a certain man.
主耶稣告诉我们说，摩西在旷野里面怎样举蛇，人子也要照样被举起来。
Because it's mentioned here that Moses in the wilderness, how he lift up this serpent, so are the man, son of man be lifted up.
我们会觉得非常非常的意外。
We will feel that's very, we should marvel at this kind of statement.
你知道以色列人他们是熟悉他们祖先的传统和各样在旷野中间经历的那些故事。
You see, all Israelites, they are very, very familiar with all the things that happened in their history.
但是他们不明白这件事情跟他们的信心有什么关系。
But they don't quite understand what this incident got to do with their faith.
当主耶稣在那里提出说人子要被高举起来，好像摩西在旷野举蛇那句话的时候。
But when Jesus mentioned that the Son of Man shall be lifted up, just like that serpent be lifted up in the wilderness by Moses.
我想很多那些听他话的人都会非常的意外。
I believe all those who were listening was very, very surprised.
我们今天听见人子被高举起来，我们已经有个新约的认识，新约的经历。
Because today we already we're living in this New Testament time, we have that experience. We know what he's talking about, lifting it up.
对于这些知识的接受是跟犹太人反过来的次序。
Because when we receive all this knowledge, it was just the opposite order of what the Jewish people received.
我们先接受新约，再接受旧约。
We received New Testament first, then the old.
所以我们知道人子被高举起来，乃是受到耶稣基督为我们钉了十字架。
So when we hear this, we understand that means that Jesus was crucified.
但是当以色列人听见人子被高举起来的时候，他们因为有一个先入为主的经验和观念，就是摩西在旷野里面曾经举过一条蛇。
But when the Israelites hear this, they have another idea because they already knew that the serpent was being raised, lifted up in the wilderness by Moses.
所以他们对于人子被高举起来这句话不太能够认识。
So they don't quite understand exactly what does that mean that Son of Man should be lifted up.
但是如果我们看见耶稣基督的智慧
，But we see our Lord's wisdom，
我们也看见神给他各样的启示
，And if we see that all the revelation that was in this man，
我们就明白耶稣讲这句话是要叫以色列人从旧约的那个律法字句传统的认识里面看见信心的原则。
And we will know that this is the way that Jesus will show to all the Israelites to get out of the experience in the Old Testament and get into into New Testament.
讲了半天，我们需要知道摩西在旷野里面怎样举蛇这个事情，对不对
？So, all in all, we have to know what is that happening before. What is the story about this serpent being raised up?
在民数记二十一章里面记载，曾经他们有一次在何尔山那里。
In Numbers of chapter 21, it was recorded in that Mount Horeb.
当以色列的百姓经过何尔玛那里的时候，他们发生一件事情。
When the Israelites passed that place, there's something happened.
因为他们在那里发怨言，他们在抗拒神，抗拒摩西的领导。
At that time, the Israelites was murmuring against God and against Moses.
所以神就差遣火蛇进到他们的中间。
So the Lord sent fiery serpents into the midst.
我们知道这是一个毒蛇。
We know that fiery serpent was recorded. It was the poisonous snakes.
所以他一咬的时候，人就死了。
So when the people will get bitten by the snake, they just die.
很多人已经在这个被蛇咬的光景里面，他们痛哭并且最终死亡。
And a lot of the people got bitten by the snake, and they were in pain, and they will eventually will die.
他们就对摩西说：“我们有罪了。”
So they confessed to Moses, said, "Oh, we have sinned."
我们得罪了神，得罪了耶和华和你。
And we sin against God and against you.
现在求神赦免我们的罪。
So now they say, no, would you ask the Lord to forgive us?
摩西就去祷告神。
Then Moses began to pray to the Lord.
摩西对神说，这许多百姓现在如此这样。
And Moses said, now all these people, they are like this right now.
求你叫这些蛇离开我们。
Would you please ask the fiery serpent to leave us?
你知道以色列的百姓只求蛇离开他们。
You see, the Israelites only asked that this serpent will leave them.
但是当摩西对耶和华祷告的时候
，But when Moses prayed to the Lord,
主神不仅叫火蛇离开他们，还叫他们拯救，得到拯救，
not,
从死亡里面出来。
Not only the Lord cast out all the fiery serpents, also he prepared a way that all those people got bitten will be saved.
所以摩西就造了一条，照着火蛇的样子，造了一条铜蛇。
So, according to the form of that fiery serpent, Moses built
a bronze
serpent.
他把它放在一个杆子上面。
And then put the, then lifted up this bronze serpent on a rod.
以后摩西在营里面走动的时候，
Then so when Moses took this and marched around in the camp,
他对他们说，凡是仰望这个蛇的就可以存活。
Then Moses told everybody that as long as you look onto this serpent, and then you shall live.
以色列百姓一望见这铜蛇就立刻存活，立刻他们的这个被蛇咬的这个痛苦就解除了。
And all those people who is bitten by the snakes, as long as they look up into this bronze serpent, instantly they are relieved.
如果我们不认识神的作为，许多人一定要说这些以色列人非常迷信。
If we don't know what God's doing, then we will say that all these people are so superstitious.
很多人攻击圣经的人就说这些话简直不通。
And a lot of people who want to attack Bible, they say, "Now this is just no logic in it at all."
但是我告诉各位，铜蛇本身没有什么秘密。
But let me tell you that bronze snake, the serpents, got no secret.
而是他们因为信心的结果，他们相信神的话，神说你们一望就活，他们就相信。
And actually, it was the faith that when they have, they just gaze on the serpent, they shall live, and then so it happened.
他们不是相信铜蛇，他们是相信神的话语。
It's not that they believe in this brass serpent, rather than believing God's word.
因为这个信心的缘故，一望就活了。
Because of this faith, once they just look, and then they shall live.
这个故事里面有许许多多重要的属灵的意思。
There's many, many spiritual importance in here.
我们先就说，这个铜蛇本身没有什么秘密。
At first, we really want to stress that this brown serpent itself has no secret.
以后你看以色列人百姓，他们真的落在迷信里面去敬拜这个铜蛇。
You see, eventually, the Israelites fall into the superstition, some of them even to worship this brown serpent.
所以到以后在你看在西西家王的时候。
So, and later on, when you read the history in the king of Hezekiah.
他就大胆地把这个铜蛇打碎，把它融化，做成铜块。
So he just very boldly destroyed this bronze serpent.
因为他是一个认识神的人。
Because he knew God.
你看这里面已经经过至少700年的时间。
And that's already 700 years past.
他们不明白信心的原则。
They don't know the principle of faith.
但是主耶稣这里来告诉他们说，你们要看见人子被举起来，叫一切信他的都得永生。
But here Jesus said that the very thing that when the Son of Man was lifted up, then you will have eternal life.
我们就看见那些当时得救的以色列人，跟今天我们信耶稣的这基督徒有一个相同的原则。
Then we see that those days, those Israelites were saved from the serpent, have the same is under the same principle as the Christians today.
我们的信心是建立在神的话语上面。
Because our faith is built on God's word.
以色列人相信一望这个铜蛇就得以存活。
And the Israelites, they believe that as long as they look up into this bronze serpent, they will be saved.
我们相信，我们把我们的罪交托给主耶稣，我们就得了赦免，就要得到永远的生命。
And we believe as long as we cast our sins onto the shoulder of Jesus, and then we will be forgiven, and our sins will be forgiven.
不是我们的心理作用。
It's not just psychological.
不是我们从人来的教导。
And it's not just human, instructions.
不是我们的传统。
And it's not from tradition.
而是我们读到圣经里面的话，看见神这样说了再说，叫我们的信心实在是有根基的。
But rather, we see that God said this once and again, then our faith started.
你知道这件事情是非常非常有名的一个圣经故事。
Now this is a very very famous Bible story.
我不晓得这里面有多少人跟医生或者是医疗的这个事业有关系。
I don't know how many of you here has something to do with the medical profession.
你知道医生的记号是什么？
Now what is this, the symbol, the sign of a medical profession?
弟兄姊妹家里面有没有做医生的？
Anybody who's a doctor, who's got family that's a doctor member?
有没有朋友是做医生的？
Or you have a doctor friends?
不过如果你没有朋友也没有家人做医生，至少你看过医生。
At least you visited doctors before.
你看医生的文凭上面画了一个什么东西？
You know, on the diploma, what was the symbol?
你仔细的看一看。
If you just look carefully.
不晓得你注意到没有哈？
I don't know whether you notice or not.
有没有人告诉我医生的招牌是什么？
Now, can anybody tell me what is the common symbol of all the medical profession?
Okay, 徐老伯请说。一条蛇，徐老伯说的不错，那个弯弯曲曲的不是个花样，不是个图案，是一条蛇。
And the thing that the design you saw, that curly thing, it's not any other design, but rather a serpent.
弟兄姊妹们，你去看医生，医生说你要对我有信心。
When you go see a doctor, the doctor requires that you shall have faith in me.
你假如不相信我的话，你来看病，你不会乖乖的。
If you don't trust me when you come visit me, then you will not obey the instruction I gave you.
所以我就不能帮助你。
And then I cannot help you.
弟兄姊妹，我相信开始画这个一条铜蛇的这个医生，不是基督徒就是犹太人。
I believe that the very first one who started the symbol, if it's not a Christian, it must be Jew.
但是这里面所讲的远比医生所知道的还要有更深属灵意义。
But here it's got even deeper spiritual meaning.
为什么要一条铜蛇？
Now why do we need
把这火蛇的样子再一次挂出来？
How come we have to have this form of this fiery serpent that has to be made into a bronze serpent?
这个火蛇进到以色列人中间到底代表什么？
Now, what does it really mean to have this fiery serpent enter into the people of Israel?
弟兄姊妹们，我们就知道圣经里面讲的罪的毒钩。
Now, we read the scripture, we know that it was talking about the sting of sin.
罪的毒钩，我一直想罪的毒钩什么样子的。
Now, I keep on thinking about what does it look like, about this the poisonous sting of sin.
等到你被蛇咬一口你就知道了。
If you've ever been bitten by a snake, then you'll realize what
it's
like.
你就知道那个毒钩有多厉害。
Then you know that poisonous sting, how terrible it is.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这个火蛇进到我们的中间，乃是说到我们这些在肉身里面的人被罪毒钩所挂住的情形。
So when this fiery serpent, it really means that it is the symbol of sin enter into humankind.
在当时以色列的百姓中间，好像看起来不过是一种抱怨而已。
At that time, it's just merely there's some complaining happening among the Israelites.
但是弟兄姊妹，让我告诉你，罪的情形，那个抱怨本身就说明到人里面向着神的态度不满足。
But basically, it really tells that's the basic sin that when we murmur, when we complain, that's our attitude toward our God.
这就是我们人对于神的光景。
And that is the situation people are toward our God.
人落在罪的里面，一个最基本的表现就是对他生活没有意义，对他生活有许多抱怨。
When we're in sin, the one thing that really show out right away is the complaining attitude.
上个礼拜我们家庭聚会，有一位弟兄讲的很有趣。
And last time when we had the home meetings, somebody mentioned something very interesting.
他说我们天天与主同行，我们也不大存感恩的心。
It seems that every day we walk with the Lord, we don't really specifically give thanks to Him.
但是有一天车祸发生了，我没有死，我赶快说感谢神啊。
But one time when I'm involved in a car accident, I didn't die, and I thank the Lord right away for that incident.
如果你不明白这件事情，你只好常常因为经历撞车而感谢神，你不会平常感谢神。
So if you don't thank the Lord in an ordinary time, then you can only, the Lord will just have to have you go through all those troubles so that you can thank Him.
如果神要从我们的多得感谢的话，他一个最好的办法就是把各样的苦难加给我们，然后从苦难里面来拯救我们。
So if the Lord couldn't get the thanks from us in our ordinary day lives, then He will give us all those painful experiences so that we will experience Him.
我想弟兄姊妹明白我的意思。神是慈爱的，神不会叫这样灾难无缘无故临到我们身上。
I think you know what I mean. The Lord, our Lord is a God of love. He will not cast us down into those troubles without a reason.
但是我们经历神的保守的时候，我们里面却没有感恩的心，因此我们常常抱怨。
But sometimes when we are in the keeping of the Lord, we never realize that and we start to complain.
这就是我们罪在里面扎根深到那个程度的情形。
That is the proof of how deep the sin has already rooted in us.
所以圣经上的话是不会错的。
So the Bible tells us the truth.
他说全世界都握在那个恶者的手下。
Because the whole world is under the power of that evil one.
撒旦的工作，仇敌的权势，随时可以咬住我们。
Because the power of Satan can just bite us anytime.
因为基本上我们是不想感谢神的人。
Because basically we're the one that really never was never really remembered to thank the Lord.
那位弟兄说，当我们抱怨神的时候，就是我们离开神的时候。
So that brother shared with us that whenever we start to complain about the Lord, that's the time we separate from the Lord.
撒旦就得到机会来得罪我们。
And the Satan will have a stronghold in that point to attack us.
你知道一件最稀奇的事情，就是这一条蛇也是火蛇的样子，放在杆子上面。
You see, the marvelous thing is that this bronze snake is also in the form of snake that is was lifted up on the rod.
这就是说明一件事情。
It explains something.
说明那个火蛇在那个杆子上面已经受了审判。
That means that this is the fiery serpent that upon the rod that's been under judgment.
撒旦的权势受了审判，因此当我们看见的时候，我们就有信心相信神的得胜。
You see, the power of Satan is already under the condemnation, the judgment, so that when we see things happening like that, then we will start having faith in God.
我们觉得非常稀奇的一件事情。
We feel something that's wonderful.
就是耶稣基督甚至肯用这个例子来说到他自己在十字架上面工作。
Because Jesus even will use an example like this to express how this is going to happen exactly to himself on the cross.
他说人子被高举起来，怎么样高举？在审判的地位上面被高举。
He said, you see, the Son of Man will be lifted up, but in what kind of situation? It will be under the judgment.
叫人看见他受了审判，以致我们的罪得到赦免。
So that when we see Jesus being lifted up, that means that he is under the judgment, then we shall be freed.
很稀奇啊。
This is a marvelous thing.
弟兄姊妹，一件最稀奇的事情就是耶稣基督亲自成了血肉之体。
You see, the most wonderful thing is that our Jesus was incarnated into a man.
我们是罪人。
We are sinners.
在我们的生命里面，在我们的血液里面，没有办法除掉罪的痕迹。
You see, in our life, in our living, it's so hard to cast out the traces of sin.
没有一个人在这里坐在这里是能够毫无羞愧地说我没有罪。
Nobody that sits here can say now without any shame that I'm sinless.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，很高兴你的收听，也盼望你的来信。如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页，点击永生之道，理解耶稣真理，今天就相信主耶稣，从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。